Hey, thank you for holding. Is this Lucas?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Lucas, how you doing? How's your Thursday going so far?
Doing well. Is this Joey?
This is Joey, yes, absolutely. How you doing? You guys doing all right?
Doing well. Good, doing well.
Good, good. All right, awesome. Well, I like to call it Friday Eve, you know, so we're getting closer to the weekend, so glad you guys are doing all right. And I know
go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, it's close to Friday, but you can't live like that. I don't know. Too many people are, thank God it's Friday. Oh God, it's Monday. You know, I enjoy probably the weekdays just as much as the weekends.
Hey, you know, that's good. You know, that's good optimism. You know, a lot of times, I kind of feel the same way about Mondays. You know, a lot of people put like all this negativity, you know, it's a Monday, but you know, you gotta, you know, be grateful for what you got. You know, as long as you're healthy, you got air in your lungs, you're able to kind of support your family. I think that's going to
be the most important. Yeah,
bring some value into the world, right? Yeah.
Yeah, and it sounds like you're doing that just as much as I am. So,
yeah.
I was hearing about that posting your business website in my local area would actually be cheaper than I was expecting, but I was just kind of exploring price options there. I wouldn't say my advertising budget is very high right now, but it's still
sure.
I'm still open to it, and it's definitely going to increase as the months progress.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, the way that marketing works, obviously, you know, as a business owner, you're probably happy to spend the money as long as you're getting that money in return, right? And
yeah, for sure.
You know, and then obviously, you know, you've been in business for 3 years, so you've probably been doing pretty well with word of mouth, you know, referral business. You know, you do a really good job at somebody's house or property, and they end up, you know, telling their friends, family, or business owner, you know, business partners as well. And, you know, in order to, you know, be in business, you know, for the 3 years and doing that, you know, you have to make sure you're doing a good job. And I do see that you tried a couple of different things here as far as like just online. I'm looking, looks like you have like a HomeAdvisor account and things like that. So I want to go over basically what we're able to offer you, because I think it would be a really good idea, especially where you're at right now. Before I dove into the pricing and go over the pricing with you, do you have any questions or concerns about the actual like program or like, you know, what we could do to bring you more business, anything like that from what Tara went over?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely would like to, I know I'm going to have some questions in the future, so that'll probably be something that I kind of meditate on over the next few weeks or a few days and probably write them down and give you guys a call back, because I don't necessarily have questions now, but I know generally what I do is I kind of get super focused on it and then dive into some research, and then I come up with like 5 different questions. So most likely that will happen, but right now I'm just kind of open to listening.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, hey, I appreciate you saying that, because I want to be upfront with you here, Lucas, is, you know, the way that it works is, you know, there's a position that we're looking to fill today. And what happens is that whenever there's availability in an area, like a town or a city or a state, and what we do is that we get a pre-qualified candidates off of Google. We start at the top, we work our way down to the bottom. So it's basically it's first come, first serve when it comes to listings like this. And because everybody wants to be on Google, everybody wants to be on the first page, you know, typically whenever we call around in the area, we're typically filling those positions within like 3 or 4 times. So, 3 or 4 phone calls. So the way that it works here is once we work with you, we actually will not and cannot work with any of your other competitors at all. Okay. So once we start working with you, the only way that we can maintain your position on the first page is if we can only work with one company per industry, per area. So what I'll do is I'll make sure that obviously this is something that makes sense. If you have any questions or concerns as I go through this, obviously just let me know now. But I just wanted to make sure that I at least explain that portion of it to you just so you have a full understanding. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it definitely makes sense. I mean, I will say regarding anything with a time crunch, that's not necessarily that ever going to be something that I kind of live my life as making decisions or when I am completely educated on something first.
Right.
So, I mean, if it's an opportunity that passes up and another business just takes the slot, so be it.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay, perfect.
But,
I just wanted to make sure we do that.
Yeah,
and it's no problem on our end too. You know, we're not here to force you to do something that obviously you want to take your time on. And the good thing about Google is it's pretty easy to understand, right? There's not really a lot of moving parts. So I'll give you an example. I'm assuming you've used Google before, right? Like, you ever search for like a restaurant or an apartment or like a hardware store near you, something like that? You ever done that before?
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm familiar with like the Google sponsorment of pushing up websites, or the Google trusted businesses that have been in business for however many years and been verified and multiple reviews, and those kind of get pushed up the ladder. I mean, obviously, I don't know completely how the algorithm works, but I think I have the general idea of it.
Yeah, exactly, right? So, like, let's say, just so you have a full understanding, you know, let's say you type in restaurant near me, or Mexican restaurant, or American restaurant near me. You know, whatever pops up directly on that first page, that's the businesses that are typically going to receive the client's business, right? It's not very common
absolutely.
That you're finding yourself on page three. Right, yeah, you're not going to page three, four, five. It just doesn't happen, right? So, to make things very simple for you, just so you understand, all we're doing is we're creating, if you don't have one, but we'll set up a Google business profile for you, which I don't think you have. And then all we do is that we list your company directly on the first page. So if somebody types in pressure washing near me, we make sure your business is popping up on the first page. That's quite literally all that we're doing. So you don't get anything through us. You know, it's not a lot of moving parts when it comes to things like that. So, you know, it's very, very simple to understand and grasp. So I just wanted to make sure that you also understood that, you know, it's not going to be like the most complicated thing in the world. But I do want to go over that, at least the pricing with you, just to see if this is going to make sense. Like right now, do you see, J&J Power Washing or Oops Pressure Washing, Hudson?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, these guys are currently paying to be on the first page of Google right now. So like if I typed in pressure washing near me, which is obviously in your area, these are the companies that are currently popping up number one. All we're doing is putting it right next to them. So the pricing is pretty straightforward. There's no contracts. You can cancel at any time. There's no penalty for canceling either. Everything we do here is on a month-to-month service. So it's a performance-based business. So we got to make sure we're performing for you every single month. If you ever feel like we're not, when you're not getting the calls that you were supposed to, then, you know, you should have the opportunity to leave. So we don't have to lock you into any long-term contracts or anything like that. In your area, you are typically looking at about $499 a month in order to get yourself listed in front of that many people directly on the first page of Google. It's what's the common going rate right now for your area. But because you're a pretty new business, and anybody that's under 5 years, we can apply some new in business credits for you. So it would only be $249 a month today. So $249 month to month, we're getting you everything that I just mentioned to you via Google. We create the Google business profile. Anytime somebody's typing in anything pressure washing related, or you know, if that's not the only thing you do, it's totally fine. You could actually choose up to 15 different jobs with our company. And anytime somebody searches those terms, we make sure your business pops up directly on the first page. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that does. It does raise one question, though.
Go ahead.
I mean, that actually does sound more affordable than I thought. But what exactly, and can you say your name?
You broke up at the end again. You said you want me to say my what again?
Oh, I forgot, and I wanted some clarification exactly what company you're working for. And I'm guessing.
Oh, yeah, of course. Of course. So let me send you a text message real quick. I'll give you my name, company name, and then our website as well. So our company name is Local Splash, like local in the area, splash like a splash of water. We've been in business for 19 years. We're a premier channel partner for Google. We've been a partner for Google for the last 19 years. So, and we're located in Fountain Valley, California. Yep. Yeah. So we're
okay. That's great. The second question is, I feel like you might get this a lot, but what would deter me from just working directly with Google instead of using a secondary company that works with Google?
Well, the best way that I can explain it is this. It's 100% free. You can work with Google as much as you want. You can create your own Google business profile. That's free. You can put your pictures on there. That's free. The problem is the positioning. It's getting you listed on high-ranking keywords. Unfortunately, there's only so many spots that's on the first page. The first page is not infinite. right? There's like, you know, 10 or 15 companies that can list there before they move on to page two. Unfortunately,
right,
for Google, it's pay to play. The reason it's pay to play is because it, when Google starts to see a ton of traffic in a specific keyword, let me give you an example. Pressure washing near me. That's a high paying keyword. There's companies currently right now that are paying other companies like myself, like ours, to optimize their listing every single day, a couple of hours a day. We put about 100 hours into your account to maintain your position directly on the first page of Google. Now, could you as an individual do that? 100% absolutely. The only problem is you as a business owner will, maybe you do, but most business owners don't want to spend the time. They don't want to work for 10, 12 hours, 15 hours a day just to come home and sit on a computer and optimize their Google listing for about 3-4 hours a day, every single day, 7 days a week. And anytime that they don't do that, then they start losing rankings. A lot of times people don't want to do that. And a lot of times business owners' time is a lot more valuable than what it would cost a professional company to do that for them. So really, to answer your question and to be very upfront with you, is you don't have to pay for it technically if you have the time, if you want to do that every single day and optimize your listing. And then you got to, and I don't even know if you know how to do that. So then it's a learning curve. So then you have to do research on how to do it and what to do. And it just, you know, most people have families. And
yeah. I mean, that's a very fair point. I mean, this is definitely, I'm sure there is more into it than I think, and this will definitely be one of the things that I think about and kind of look over and research some, but I'm sure what you're saying makes a lot of sense, and it sounds like something that most likely isn't my wheelhouse, and for $250 a month, I think that's something that could be delegated.
Right. Yeah, exactly. I mean, if it was like, you know, $15,000 a month, in order for us to get your listing on the first page of Google, then you can start thinking like, do I want to pay that? Probably not. I can probably, you know, you could probably learn how to do something like that and then just try to do it yourself. But you got to remember, you know, Google's the number one search engine on the planet. And unfortunately, when it comes to those high traffic keywords, you know, it's just not possible for a single person to do that. One way or another, you're going to pay. It's either going to be in time or it's going to be in money. It's either going to be in a company that is a premier channel partner for Google, which we can prove. Google endorses our own company directly on their website. I can send that to you if you want. But remember, anybody, you know, you can talk to Joe Schmo down the street. You can get a friend or a family member. You can have them try to do it. It's just, you know, are they going to put the amount of hours and time that it's going to need in order for you to be successful, for you to start seeing results? You know, that's really the biggest thing. You know, if it was easy, then we wouldn't be in business for 19 years. There wouldn't be thousands of other SEO companies right now currently. Google will never call you. You know, they only work on enterprise accounts. They only talk to like Amazon or Ford or Walmart, things like that. So what they do is that they get partners, companies like ours, to talk to small to medium-sized businesses to then market themselves directly on Google. So that's how that works.
Yeah, this, I mean, I'll be honest, like, this is what I was looking into even before HomeAdvisor.
Okay.
Because this is generally more straight to the source thing.
Yep.
I mean, I was all about having different lead sources, but
yep,
this was the one that I was the most interested in anyway.
Yep.
And it does seem more affordable than I thought. I will say, and another thing that I do like about it, how it is monthly.
I mean,
the reason why this, I've only gotten at this point after 3 years is because it's highly seasonal. I'm actually still in college. I'm at the Naval Academy now. So
oh, nice. Okay. Congratulations. It's cool.
Thank you. But this is very much a seasonal thing, and what happens every summer is basically as soon as I get momentum after, you know, it probably takes another, you know, I have about generally 2 months of working hours, and it always takes a little bit of time to cover that word of mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And then as soon as I do that, it starts rolling, and then you know, talking to friends and family and the door knocking and reaching out to, you know, previous clients, like all that stops, and I back then can rely on the phone calls coming in.
Yep.
So it's really been my problem is starting that back up because, I mean, momentum is kind of hard to get, yep. and once you keep it, it's easier. But this seemed like a kind of the best way for me to start it up quicker rather than not. And with that being said, also, I know that this is going to be pretty successful if I'm on the first page of Google with that mm-hmm. coming up. And it also needs to be something that when I pull the trigger on that, I'm absolutely able to provide that service and do what I say when I say it for the price I say and,
yep.
you know, be and communicate with them. So, I mean, with that being said, like, I don't think I'd be ready to do that for another month.
Well, before you move on, I do want to let you know, when it comes to Google, you know, it is a extremely powerful tool, extremely successful. You know, the amount of traffic that goes through it is ridiculous. So I think you understand and know that. You know, it's just like anything else though. You know, it's not like we're going to flip a switch and you're just going to get like bombarded with like 500 calls tomorrow. So that's not the way that it works.
Yeah.
So the way that it works yeah. is even if we were to sign you up right now today, and this is under promising and over delivering. So the maximum amount of time it takes us to create the Google business profile to get you PIN verified on Google and verified through Google and then ranking your business directly on the first page of Google, it takes 30 to 45 days to do so. So.
Oh, perfect. This is a good time.
Yes. Right. So now I'm not telling you to make a decision. I'm just saying, you know, if you're looking at numbers, that's why I wanted to stop you before you went, you know, any further, because I don't want you to think I'm just making this up. It's, you know, it takes about 30 to 45 days to do so. You know, with our company, because we've been doing this for so long, trust me, we are very aware that business owners have high months and low months, right? You may go 2, 3, 4 months where it's crushing it, and then you may go 1 or 2 months where it's really slow or dead or maybe not non-existent. We have options here where we have a pause feature, okay? The hardest part is about getting you on the first page and getting your foot in the door with our company. Because once we work with a company, we're not going to work with anybody else in your area, period. So even if you come to us and say, hey, I got $1 million, sorry, we're already working with somebody. We just can't. So that's the hardest part about our company. But once you're with us,
yeah.
we have a pause feature. That pause feature will allow you to pause your marketing for a couple of months, right? So let's say, you know, you're in your busy time. You guys are crushing it. You're getting a ton of calls and you got more business than you can handle. Don't pay for your marketing. Call us. Ask us to pause your listing. We will not charge you the $249 anymore. And then let's say 3 months down the road, you know, things start slowing down. You want the marketing to start picking back up again. Or if you want to change it to something you do more towards the fall, more towards the winter, then all you have to do is hit play, call our company, tell us to start the marketing all over again, and then we start getting you ranking on the first page of Google. So, you know, just keep that in mind as well that we do have that feature because we do know most companies are like that.
Yeah, that's perfect. I mean, it's probably a good time to start that process within, you know, between now and the next few days. And that timeline actually lines up pretty perfectly with mine that I had in mind anyway.
Okay. Yeah. And, you know, there is a couple of things that we will do for you as well that's included in the $249. Do you want me to go over those or?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, yeah. So the other thing that we'll do for you as well is we didn't see that you guys had a website. Is there any reason that you haven't set up a site yet? It's just a problem of time.
Yeah, actually, I'm designing a better one now. I did have a URL and a site up last summer, but
okay.
I want to rework it and add a few more pictures that are a little more professional grade, add a few more reviews that some customers have given me, just a little more, yeah, more appealing to the eye and more
professional
looking. So I'm actually building a better one. I just started it yesterday.
Okay. I don't want to take that responsibility away from you unless it's something that is a little time consuming for you. So what we can do is we can actually do that for you. So if you have a domain name, that's great. If you didn't have a domain name, we could get you one. But it sounds like you already have a domain name. What we can do for you is we can actually build a website for you. We'll manage it for you. We'll maintain it. We'll make all the changes, edits, and updates for you. We handle all the marketing. What we do is that we get it connected to your Google business profile, And once we start ranking you on the first page of Google, your website automatically gets a ton of organic traffic. So we give people two options. One is your Google listing. Two, they can click on the website that's connected to your Google business profile and have them visit your profile, see what you guys do. I'm sure you probably have some pictures, videos, and things like that of work that you've done before in the past. So we'll obviously make sure that your customers and clients are able to view that, and then we'll give them like a click-to-call feature, or they can, you know, obviously shoot you an email and see if you're available at that time. I can include that in here for no additional cost as well. It'd just be the $249. It'd still be the $249. That's
yes.
Part of the program.
Yeah, then yes. Hey, ironically, you know, it's funny, is I actually had this idea when I was like 16. I started, but I didn't have too much credibility, but I did build a site, and then I was, you know, but ironically, the thing is everybody has great ideas how many people act on it, so it wasn't necessarily something that I act on, or acted on, but I actually saw a bunch of, like, small businesses in my area back home when I was in high school, and I wanted to build them websites and basically do exactly that, and I got to figure out. What held me from doing it was I couldn't figure out a general business platform that was like, that I wasn't gouging people and I was actually making money from. So that's kind of a tangent, but I was thinking that the URL would be my name and then I would have like a servicing fee every month, but that didn't feel right. But it's crazy that, I don't know, somebody's out there doing it and doing it well. So appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely. So obviously you have your hand in, you know, in understanding how websites work, and you probably understand that even if you did build a website, even if you had somebody managing it for you, or even if you were the one that was doing that for people, you know, it doesn't mean that that's going to bring them business. It's just basically a really expensive business card that doesn't, you know, get viewed. You still have to do the marketing. It's like being really good at body work on a car, but you have no idea how to build an engine or a transmission. It's like both of those, you need the body and you need the power in order for that car to move. And it's the same thing that websites work. So we actually do both. We obviously build it, manage it, do the whole nine for you. It's in-house, so we take care of it. You'll have access to it whenever you want, so you can obviously log in. You can make your own changes and edits to it if you ever wanted to. But we also do the marketing, and that's the most important part. And then the last thing that's included in the $249 today is going to be Facebook advertisements. So did you ever try doing, like, Facebook advertisements or?
No, I think this is the first summer that I've been actively, like, this is where I kind of need to start.
Like, involved. Okay.
Upgrading equipment, upgrading more marketing towards it, because it's just, like, my area, there's so much lack of good contractors, and there's so many homes in my area. It just seems like, I mean, if you look at my area, like, there's not that many, you know, pressure washer companies in that area in general. So, I think this was kind of the summer that I decided to take advantage of that.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And transfer from, you know, the word of mouth and door knocking to something that's a little more up with the times.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. In that case, if that's the route that you wanted to go, we'll actually help you with it. So you'll be the owner of your Facebook business page. As long as you create the Facebook business page, then what our team will do is that we'll actually start doing paid advertisements, not just like a post that goes to nobody. We would actually advertise within a 20 to 25 mile radius. They don't have to know who you guys are. They don't have to ever see you before. And the way that our company does it is the same way that we optimize your listing on Google and how we're ranking your business with those keywords on the first page. Let's say for whatever reason, somebody doesn't make a decision. What happens is that when they go back to their own personal Facebook page and they just start scrolling on their Facebook wall, they'll start seeing your advertisements. So they'll say, hey, we saw that you were looking for power washing. Yep. Yeah. So, hey, we saw that you were looking for a power washer. Well, Weber Power Washer can do A, B, and C. It gives them an option to click to call you directly. They'll be able to visit the Facebook page. They'll be able to visit the website, or they'll be able to visit the Google business profile that we have set out for you. So we kind of funnel them in. We give them three options to obviously contact you guys. But, and I think you understand just from what you just said, as far as like, this is the time that you're like really starting getting into your marketing. you want to make sure online, you've got to get as many eyeballs to the business as possible, right? And that's basically what we do for that 249. We're getting as many eyeballs to your business as possible, even if they don't make those decisions. You're still going to be a name that's represented in your town and area. And you're right, because there's so many, there's not really a ton. It's not like there's 5,000, you know, pressure washers there. You know, once people start seeing what you can do, once people can see the actual good work that you're doing, then the leads that you're getting off of Google is just the foot in the door. Because once you do a really good job off of somebody online, they're going to leave you a good review. But then that person's also going to tell a friend or a family member, right? That's how the referral business works. So you just got to get some new customers so you can start doing referrals. So,
yeah. One question about the eyeballs on the on the business page or via ads. I to my understanding, I know Facebook does, I'm pretty sure, I think Google's just search words, but for the Facebook ads specifically, are they going to be demographic based or are they just going to be like to the masses?
It's not to the masses, no. So that's why, so the way I explain it is, you know how we're like for Google, they would have to search something that you personally do in order for your business to pop up. Like if somebody's looking for a garage door installation, like you're not going to come up, right? Because you don't do that.
Yeah.
The same way that that works is the same exact way that it works on Facebook. The only way that they're going to see your advertisements is if either they were talking about pressure washing or something pressure washing related, or they were searching on any search engine pressure washing. Because we also – so we also do, we get you submitted to more than just Google. We get you submitted to Yelp, Bing, and Apple as well. So like if somebody searches on Bing for a pressure washer, when they go to their Facebook, that's when those are the people that we're going to be showing your advertisements to. So it's not just everyone and anybody. It's basically only the people that's looking for your services.
Perfect, perfect. Okay, so where do we start?
It's pretty simple here, Lucas. And I'm assuming you're saying start as in like you want to enroll into the program?
Enroll into the program, inquire a little more about what you need for building a website. Maybe if I could get some sample of what possibly that would look like and then some information that you would need from me for that.
Yep.
And then obviously to enroll, yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Very simple. So all I do is, because I know I went over a lot with you, everything I said is going to be in writing. So I'm going to send you an email and I'm also going to send you a text message as well. Once we get you signed up and once we close the listing, we're going to schedule an interview with you. It's about a 30-minute interview that could be done today, maybe. If not today, then probably tomorrow, whenever you have some free time. During that interview, that's when they really get into the nitty-gritty with you. So that's how they dive into your Google profile, they dive into your website, and then they'll dive into the Facebook page. But right now, it's just getting some basic information and close the listing out then, okay?
Okay. Perfect.
Perfect. All right, cool. So obviously, we have your first name as Lucas, L-U-C-A-S. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then what's your last name, Lucas?
It's Weber, W-E-B-E-R.
I guess I could have figured that out by the name, right? Weber Power Wash.
Yeah, that's actually another thing I wanted to double check with you about. So another thing on my agenda for the next, I kind of have a 2-week timeline for, I got a long list of things to do basically in prep, but part of that laundry list, I wanted to look into changing from a sole proprietorship to an LLC and possibly also changing. I'm also considering changing the name too. I know there's some downside into it being this late, but I still think it's early enough in the stage of this business to do that.
Yep.
So basically would I have time to do that? What I'm saying.
Don't worry about that portion of it. You are absolutely correct. It's better to do it now than it is to do it when you're 10 years in, you know, even if you were 10 years in with the same name, the only downside would be if you were to change your name, we would have to kind of like restart a little bit of the marketing to get you relisted and get you back on. So it'll probably take like another 30 days, but doing it now is going to be your better option if you do it within the next couple of weeks, because that way we could just change it and then it's really not going to affect too much on your business.
Okay, perfect.
So, Yeah. So yeah, that's a good question though. But yeah, if you're thinking about changing it, yeah, now in the next couple of weeks would be the best time to do it.
Sounds good.
Mm-hmm. And what's a good email address for you, Lucas?
Email address is, and that was also another laundry list thing is I'm changing it. I need to actually get I need to get another Gmail account that's okay. Business related and not just my personal, but it's,
okay.
Luke Weber, L-U-K-E, Weber, spelled the same way, 81 at Gmail, Luke Weber, 81.
At gmail.com. Yeah, and you could change that as well, so no big deal. As long as the Luke Weber 81 is, you can receive emails to it, because I'm going to send you your receipt and copies and agreement and everything like that to that email address, okay? So you have access to it now,
okay.
Right?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay, cool. All right. And then a phone number for your clients to reach you. We got 302-727-6308.
Yes, sir.
All right, perfect. And the address for your business, what business address do you guys currently have right now?
34583 Frog Farm Lane.
Okay.
Frog as in a pond and Farm Lane, Frog Farm Lane.
Farm Lane, yep. And that's Dagsboro, Delaware.
Dagsboro.
One.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 19939.
Yeah.
Perfect. And if that is a home address, what we can do is that Google is going to need it so that we can send you some information and prove that you're obviously a legitimate business. But if that's your home address, once we get you approved and listed on Google, when you're on the first page, we can hide your address. So do you want us to hide it or do you want us to showcase that business address?
Yeah. That's a personal address.
Okay, yeah, I figured as much. So we'll go ahead and hide that for you. And guys are Eastern Standard Time.
I should have wrote it down, but what did you say that your business name was again? Was it Job Splash?
No, that's okay. I think I sent you. Did you get my text message?
Let me check right now.
Yeah, just check your text message. I think I sent you a link to Google's partner page.
Yes.
Yeah. So our company name, the reason I say that, if you click on it, it takes you to Google's partner page. You'll see our company name. It's Local Splash.
Okay.
Got it?
Yes.
Perfect. And let's go back here. All right. Give me 1 second. Okay. Perfect. All right. Now, the fun part is the keywords that you want to be found for. So you get to choose up to 15 different jobs. Obviously, I know you do pressure washing, but what keywords, and you could be generic as well, but what keywords or jobs do you want to be found for online?
I think keywords is definitely something that I'm going to look at a little more research on, but I mean, I could think of some now off the top of my head.
Yeah, if you could just, that way it gets our team started a little bit on researching the keywords, because what our team does is, let's say you just say pressure washing. What we'll do is that we'll take a look at your area, we'll type in pressure washing, and we'll look at all of the higher traffic, higher paying keywords, and then those are the ones we're going to use to rank your business on the first page for. So that's why I say you could be as generic as possible. You could do your own research too. We're never going to deny you. If you're like, hey, I want my business to come up with this specific term, we'll do it, you know, but we'll also let you know, hey, it might not be the most profitable.
Whatever your algorithm
is.
Assume whatever algorithm you're using is better than my perception.
But again, we just, you know, we don't want to deny you. You know, we get some customers that are like, hey, it needs to say this, and we say no problem. You know what I mean? But if you're looking for our advice, you could be generic, and then we'll take care of it.
Well, I mean, I say just to start off, yeah, pressure washing near me would be one.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them are near me. Driveway clean, near me.
Driveway clean, okay.
Soft wash.
Soft.
Business near me.
Yep, soft wash.
Um, I mean, these are the only ones I can think of off the top of my head right now.
Okay. That's okay. That's perfectly fine. You'll have time, when we do that interview with you, you'll have some time to think about it.
Awesome.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. So, like I said, we just like to get started. But right now, pressure wash, driveway clean, and soft wash, if that's what you got, that's perfect. All right. And I know you have a lot of homework that you've been doing and kind of getting things squared away. Are you currently licensed or are you currently insured? Are you one or the other, either or?
I have to update my license this year to renew it, but yes, I am. I was licensed and insured last summer, and it's going to be, I'm pretty sure I am. I just have to renew those.
Okay. No problem at all. All right. That's perfect. And you are okay with creating the Google business. I'm sorry. You're okay with creating your Facebook page and then having us do the marketing for the Facebook, right?
Yeah. I'm trying to think of how necessary, like, couldn't I have just a Facebook ad that, pops up and then it directs people not to my Facebook page, but directs them to my business website?
So what you are going to need in order to run legitimate Facebook business, like actual advertisements where we can specifically like target people, you need to have a Facebook business page. So
okay.
To be honest with you, when you talk to the team, you literally just have to create one. It takes like 3 minutes. Once you create one, we'll take over it from there. We'll handle the actual advertisement. And then yes, once that's done, we do funnel them to either have them click to call you right then and there. They can go to your website or they'll be able to go to your Google business profile. So.
Perfect.
Yep, exactly. And on that same topic, I'm assuming you're going to want us to build a website for you as well, right?
Yes.
Okay. And you said that you have a domain name?
Yeah, but it was the old one from last year, and it was Weber Contracting and Services, and I don't want that anymore. So I'm probably just gonna get a new URL.
Okay, would be up to you. If you want us to get one for you, we can do that. It's all the same price; it's no additional cost. If you wanted to handle that cost on your own, and you wanted to go to like a web company, like web.com or Network Solutions or something like that, and register one. Then all you have to do is just provide it to us, and then we'll use that one. Okay, so you just let us know what you want, and we'll just do it that way.
I would say I default to whoever's creating the website or whatever algorithm, and then as long as I can just like look at it beforehand.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Of course. Yeah. Yeah. So they'll give you some options as to what's available, and then you can choose a good one.
Perfect. Yeah.
Then that's perfect. And just to confirm, you're doing so with the program, you could do up to 50 miles. We have you listed as 20 miles. Is 20 miles obviously is okay, but do you want us to do a little bit further or you just want to stick with the 20? Either way, we're okay with it.
Is that something that could be adjustable?
It's 100% adjustable, yes.
Yeah, let's stick with 20 right now.
Perfect. Yeah, yeah. Once the ball starts rolling and you start getting those calls, if you ever want to stretch your legs a little bit, give us a call. We can up it to 50.
Okay. Awesome.
Perfect. Okay. All right. Now, when it comes to the billing here, Lucas, this is going to be a tax write-off for your business. So if you have a business card, we do recommend you using that just because it makes things simpler for you guys for the end of the year time for tax write-offs. We send it to you via email, so you're going to get your receipt on there as well. But for the card that you're going to use, is the address the same, the 34583 Frog Farm Lane?
Yeah. Ironically, I could use one of my personal cards now, but on that other list of things I needed to do in the next few weeks was that.
Was a business card, okay.
Yeah, because honestly, like this is the first summer that I've decided to get aggressive and get more from the guy knocking on the street to legitimate
to an actual I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
regular debit card works fine. Yeah, that's no problem. That's no problem at all. We'll send it to you via email so you have it for your records. Once you do get that business card, though, if you want to give us a call, we can change your card that's on here. So that way, every billing cycle after that would just go directly to your business card. So.
Okay.
Yeah, that's perfectly fine. But I'm assuming the answer is yes. The address that you're going to use for that card, is it the same one that we got?
Yes.
Perfect. And what type of card is it? Is it Master, Visa, Discover, American Express?
It's a debit, but I will say for now, like, I would like to go through all of the paperwork, all of the contracts, and a little vetting myself before I give out billing information, if you can empathize with that.
I can empathize with anything. I just want to clarify with what exactly are you asking?
Basically, look like.
It sounds like it might be breaking up a little bit. I just heard looks like. I don't know if you say anything else.
No, that's
okay. I just don't know if it's my phone. I want to be courteous.
Anyway, what I was trying to say, I don't know what broke up, but I'm just trying to before and I assume you could empathize with this, but before I give any billing information over the phone, I'd like to see.
Yeah. What do you want to see? What do you want me to send you?
Yeah. I'm trying to think of anything that is keeping me from immediately giving out my billing information over the phone, if that makes sense. So I don't know if you've, I'm sure you've ran into that in the past. I'm trying to think. Definitely the contracts. Maybe some.
What? I totally understand your skepticism. It's totally fine. If you let me know, like, what you want me to do, like, you could go to, like, if you just, ironically, you go onto Google, if you type in Google Partners, and it should give you an option to search. If you search Local Splash, our company, so, because I know I sent you the link. Sometimes that makes people feel better. If they were.
Yeah, the link made me feel better. I looked up the company. It's definitely a real company and verified by Google.
Oh, okay.
I guess any way that you could prove and verify that, like, this phone number and the person I'm talking to right now is directly connected to that business, if that makes sense. If I can see that, then I'm all in.
I can send you a email. Give me one second. Let me send you an email that has all of my information on it. I'll send you like a test one. Can you get for, if I send you one right now at lukeweber81@gmail.com, would you get it?
Yeah, I could get that.
Okay.
That would
so,
definitely help.
Joey from Local Splash. Hello. Let me know if you get this. All right, so let me hit send. All right, I just sent it to you, so let me know as soon as you get it. Let me go back to sent. Yeah, it looks like it went through. So let me know as soon as you get it. It has our main headquarter number and then also has my extension as well. So if you wanted to ever contact the main headquarter number, before we charge you, I have to read you off a voice verification. When I go over the voice verification, it basically reiterates everything that we've already talked about. And we do explain to you that our main headquarter number is at 877-635-6225. That's the number that we're going to consistently call you from. It's the number that I'm going to call you from. I give you my direct extension, and then the email I just sent you, I send you an email. So you'll have my,
okay.
Have my direct.
The email just hasn't came in yet.
That's okay. We'll give it a minute. It says that it was sent. So if you want to maybe refresh it on your side. Sometimes, like swiping down and resetting it.
Still waiting. It was the LukeWeber81@gmail.com, correct?
Luke, LUKE, and then Weber, WEBER, the number 81
yes.
at gmail.com.
Yes, that's correct. 1B.
1B, yep, yeah. So it says that it was actually, usually I'll get like a bounce back message says that it wouldn't go through if it's like a wrong or if I misspelled it. But this actually says that it was sent. Let me think. I could try to send you something via text message too while we're waiting on that. Let's see. If you want, I guess while you're waiting on that email, I mean, it should have already came there. If you want to refresh it one more time. Or you can send me an email real quick and I'll just reply to it.
Yeah, I could send you an email.
Okay, yeah, so let me know when you're in a new email, and then I'll give you my email address.
Yeah, what is the email address?
All right, so my name is Joey, but it's the letter J. And then my last name is Almeida. I'll spell it. It's A as in Alpha, L as in Lima, M as in Michael, E as in Echo, I as in India, D as in Delta, A as in Alpha, @localsplash.com. Local like the area, splash like the splash of water, .com. So it should say J-A-L-M-E-I-D-A @localsplash.com. And you can send me something generic too and see if I get it.
Did you say?
And then I'll reply to that.
Sorry, could you spell the last name one more time?
Yeah, the first letter is J as in Juliet. And then my last name is A as in Alpha, L as in Lima, M as in Michael, E as in Echo, I as in India, D as in Delta, A as in Apple.
Oh, got it. All right. So
yep.
Thinking...
Yep. localsplash.com.
Okay. I just sent an email saying test.
Okay. Perfect. All right. Let's refresh it here. And then go to your sent just to make sure. Oh, there we go. Yep, I just received it. Reply. Hey. Just got your email. Send. Hey, got a little picture of like a, looks like a little scenery there. I can't really see it, but look like a picture of water. Some trees. All right, yeah. Looks like the reply went through, so let me know when you get that.
Yeah, I got the reply this time.
Okay, you did? Okay, perfect, yeah. So you see my, you know, obviously my email address is literally @localsplash.com, and then obviously, you know, all my contact information is there at the bottom. That's stuff that I sent to you anyway. It'd be our main headquarter number that we confirm on your voice verification. You have my direct extension as well, and that's the number that we're actually going to want you to save in your phone. So that 877 number, you want to save it on your phone as Local Splash, so that way anytime we call you, you'll know exactly who it is. So.
Okay. All right. Yeah, that makes me feel a lot more comfortable.
You sure? Okay. Yeah, perfect.
Okay,
I just wanted to make sure. Is there anything else that you feel? I mean, I'm totally fine.
Yeah, I can put the personal debit down now. Then in 2 weeks, I'll probably change it to the business card.
It's no problem. We kind of went through a couple of things already, so it'll go a little bit quicker. And yeah, whenever you are in a safe spot, all I need is the card number, expiration, and then the 3 digits on the back. I'm not going to charge you right now. Like I said, I have to read you off that voice verification first. Once we confirm it, then we'll process it for the $249.
Sounds good. All right. Ready for the number?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
number is 4535-0601-0505-9281.
Okay. And expiration?
Expiration is 10/28.
And three on the back.
609 is the security code.
Yep. Yeah. All right. So just say that. Okay. So now we're going to go through that voice verification. If you have any questions while I'm going through this, obviously let me know. But like I said, it's just to reiterate everything and just to make sure we're all on the same page for exactly what we talked about then. Okay.
Sounds good.
All right, here we go. So, Luke, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call is going to be recorded for quality assurance, and it is to outline the service agreement you have with Local Splash as an added form of protection for you. So to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Weber Power Wash.
And please state your name and title within the business.
Lucas Weber.
And then just your title.
Sole owner.
Okay, thank you.
Sole owner.
Yep. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
All right, and you're an authorized user on the billing on this account, correct?
Yes.
All right, perfect. Now, obviously, like I mentioned to you earlier, we, in order to get the results as fast as possible, there are going to be some times we are going to call you. It's never a bad thing. It's always a good thing. You already know it's going to be from that 877 number. As soon as we hang up, you want to save that number on your phone. If we call you and you don't answer, we get it. You're busy. You're a business owner. Totally fine. Just give us a call whenever you do get a chance. That way we can kind of move that needle forward a little bit for you then, okay?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll try to be as prudent as I can.
Yeah.
You know, I'll try to answer the phone when I can, but if I'm busy, I'll try to call you back pretty soon.
Yeah, that's it. Yep, that's all that we asked for. And obviously your initial payment, that'd be today. That'd be 3/21 of 24 and the amount of only 249. That means that every single month after that, it's going to be the 21st of every month is your billing cycle. So March 21st, April 21st, May 21st, so on and so forth, and the exact amount of only 249. So as I stated to you earlier, you may discontinue your agreement with us at any time. All you have to do is contact customer support. And you can call that same exact number, the same 877 number. You do have my extension. It's that 5258 number that's in my email. I'll send you a text message that has it again. You could call me directly. That text message that I shot you, if you can remember, you can reply to that text message, and it goes into your account, and I can see that. So even if you wanted to shoot me a text message, all you got to do is just let me know then, okay? As long as you call us before your next billing cycle, we can cancel your services if that's something that you choose to do then, all right?
Is there, you said there is an ability to pause the services though, right? And I'm assuming there must be.
Yep, that's literally what my next sentence was. just remember we have that pause feature, but yes. So you can pause it. We will not charge you the $249. Let's say, 2 months go by and you want to turn the marketing back on. All you have to do is call us back. Tell us to hit play. We keep you on retainer so you don't lose positioning. And then once we start the marketing back over, we get you back on the first page of Google. We start the calls all over again then.
Okay, perfect.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. All right. And so, yeah, that's it. Do you understand and agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
I do.
All right, perfect. We're going to go ahead and process this now. And once this goes through and it's green on our side, that literally stops the calls in your area. That means that the position is yours. The other thing that we need is to make sure that we have you on the schedule. We're actually all booked up for the rest of the day today, but tomorrow I can try to get you on there. Do you have a good time tomorrow, like morning, noon, or night, that you want us to call you?
Yeah, one sec. Let me look at my calendar.
Yeah, that's okay. Take your time.
I don't know what I did without Google Calendar.
That's literally what we use as well. So when I send you the calendar invite, it's literally through Google Calendar. So it'd be very simple for you.
Perfect. Yep. Looks like any time between 2:30 to 5 o'clock. That's Eastern time for me.
Eastern, yeah, correct. So let's do
if that time doesn't work, I could find it another time, but that would definitely
No, that's okay. Did you say 4? Could you do 4 o'clock? I'm sorry. I don't remember if you said.
Yeah. 4 o'clock Eastern time.
Eastern time, correct. Yeah. Sorry, your phone broke up a little bit. You say you can do 4 o'clock Eastern time?
I can, yes.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. All right. So, yeah, so cool. Yeah, that actually works for us. Let me go ahead and send you that calendar invite. Like I said, that gives you from now until tomorrow to think of some things. You don't have to, you know, don't get me wrong. You really don't have to, like, come up with, like, the greatest things in the world for, like, your website or for Google or for your Facebook advertisements. So you don't really have to prepare for much. But if you are going to think about some keywords, if you think about any additional keywords that you want to be found for, just remember it has to be a job that you can complete, because if, you know, it's a job that you're trying out and you can't do it, you're not going to have a good reputation online, because you're going to get calls from these people. And if you can't do it, yeah, you don't want that.
Absolutely.
You know what, yeah. I mean? So just think about that, and then think about how you want the website to look. If you have examples of, like, competitors' websites that you want us to mimic, or there's things about them that you like, let us know. And then the Facebook advertisement, you say you are okay with at least creating it. They'll walk you through that. As long as you set one up and create it, they'll take over from there, and then we'll start doing the advertisements for there as well then, okay? So you are all set. I'm actually almost done. In. Save. All right, I just sent you the invite, so you'll have that on your Google Calendar. That'll be 4 p.m. your time. It's 1 o'clock our time, and you are good to go. Congratulations, Lucas. I appreciate you spending some time with me today, and I do appreciate the fact that you're giving us a chance. It's, you know, one of the best times of my career is whenever we sign somebody up, and you know, you gave us that 1% trust. We are going to earn that other 99% from you. So we do a white glove service here. I think you'll be thoroughly surprised with your interview tomorrow, just to kind of see how we operate. So it's very exciting for a new business owner to be at this stage. So you have any questions or concerns
for
me, or anything else?
No, thank you for your time and transparency. I appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. No problem. Hey, like I said, you have my email already. Shoot me an email. Shoot me a text. Call me if you have any questions. I'll be more than happy to address them at that time. If not, Lucas, you have yourself a great rest of your day, and then we'll call you tomorrow.
Yeah, actually, I just thought of – I do have one question. I just wanted to run this by you. This was generally going to be my target anyway.
Okay.
But I decided to sign up with Angie's List and Home Advisor. But I mean, basically what they're doing is they're just, as soon as you go to the site, they're collecting your information. And then if you click on this is what you need, they immediately, you know, throw it out to like 5 different competitors, right?
100%.
But
yes. Very familiar.
This is generally more going to the source, right? So would you recommend me keeping that up? It's around the same price, but I mean, I feel like this is definitely a better bang for my buck. It is, once again, like another, it is another outlet for me. So I do like to have, you know, lead sources diversified, but still,
yep.
I feel like this would be more economical for me.
Yep. So I am extremely familiar with them, and I've been doing this for 10 years, and this is what I've generally gathered from the business owners that kind of ask me that same question, and this is what I tell them. At the end of the day, marketing is marketing, right? Angie's uses Google to get ranking on the first page. They're capturing those leads off of Google, and they're reselling them to like 6 or 7 business owners. You're probably going to be one of them. So you're paying 30, 40, 50 bucks off of a lead, when what we do is, you're right, we get you directly on Google. You don't pay for those leads. They come directly to you, right? It's apples and oranges. What I will tell you is this. I'm not telling you to cancel anybody. You should have an option to pause them though, and you can kind of compare us side by side. We do have people that have run both of us at the same time, and after like the second or third month, they end up canceling Angie's. They're like, yeah, I'm done with them. This is just makes a lot more sense. And they end up sticking with us. We get some people that cancel them right away. They're like, yeah, I'm done. They you know, screwed me over. They done this, that, and there, blah, blah. And I'm like, you know, hey, we're not asking you to do that, but if you want to, then, you know, obviously that would make the most sense. But if you have the budget and you can afford both, run both of them. you know, compare us, apples to oranges. See which one you like the better. See which one you have a better experience with. And then you get to, remember, there's no contract with us. So if we're ever not doing what we're supposed to do, you know, 2-3 months down the line, maybe get rid of us, right? Not telling you to do that, but, and I'm just confident in what
yeah.
we can do. You know what I mean?
For sure. Yeah, absolutely. Well, I appreciate that. That's that advice.
I'm sorry, that's not a direct answer. It's, you know, but it's the information that
yeah,
I get from everybody,
right.
And I want you to make that. You know
yeah.
what I mean? I want you to make the best decision for you guys. So.